You ready?
Okay. We're going to call the Public Safety Subcommittee, Subcommittee of the Subcommittee on Ways and Means to order. You only posted it for work session.
It should be public hearing and work session.
But we can't have a subcommittee of a subcommittee.
Have a
is it
hearing?
Posted on the thing outside? Because that's what I thought it was posted as.
Well, we don't have any notice requirements, so does it matter?
It really doesn't. Dallas said we could do this.
Okay, we're all right.
So we're opening a public hearing right now on House Bill 5046, which is a state police fire marshal fee bill.
Doug. Mr. Chair, this is a Senate Bill 333 ratification, so these fees are already in effect. Going through the fees yesterday with the agency and BAM, we started talking about which fees were in, and we noticed that going through that some of the fees on the list or the bill in front of you didn't have to be there, and they were missing a couple of them. So the amendment cleans that up. There's Amendment 5046-1. Also in front of you is a staff measure summary, and the table there in that staff measure summary shows you the estimated number of fee payers during the 03-05 biennium, the fee that was in place prior to the increase that's being ratified, and then the final right column there is the fee that's reflected in the bill as proposed amended. Keep in mind, in a couple of LPG fees, some of these were increased again in House Bill 2248. The main reason for doing some of these increases is that the fire insurance premium tax has subsidized some of these programs in the past, and those revenues that we talked about all through this subcommittee's deliberations have been falling off. This and Senate Bill 2248 starts moving more in the direction of having this as a fee-based program, and essentially moves it to a fee-based program. So that's where things stand. There are just to note, in a couple cases with the LPG ones, they go from an annual to a biennial, so the increase actually is not that much compared to since it's going from a one-year period to a two-year period. Mr. Chair, that is all for the presentation. The agency here is to address or answer any questions that you might have.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
I am concerned that we've got some fees that are going from, for instance, the firework wholesale in-state from $1,000 to $2,500. I realize that there are some issues there. My concern and angst is that kind of an increase, and I recognize this part of a Senate Bill 333 increase. But and then I would like to know that the increase to the LPG providers tanks under the 1,000 gallons and tanks over 1,000 moving from $8 to $24 is a 300% increase, or 200% increase, I guess. And then the others are just 100% increase, fireworks, retail. And I note that it's cheaper to have explosives than it is to sell fireworks in the state. The industry is all in accord with this?
Mr. Chair, the industry representative for the LPG area is here. She can address that if she wants. But then again, she was also... she also spoke in favor of Senate Bill or House Bill 2248.
So they don't have any objection. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Let the record reflect Lana Butterfield from the association is shaking her head that they don't have an objection. All right. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 5046A.
Representative Butler. Mr. Chair, I move the amendments to House Bill 5046 as presented in accordance with council's recommendation.
Representative Butler moves the -1 amendments to House Bill 5046. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Let the record reflect that Representative Miller and Senator Schrader are sitting in on the committee.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5046 as amended with these amendments from today to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Butler moves House Bill 5046 to the full committee as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Objections? Hearing none? So ordered. At this point in time, we'll close the work session on House Bill 5046. And
I'll carry on.
Thank you. Senator Devlin will carry in the full and in the Senate. And Representative Hansen will carry in the House.
All right. Mr. Chair, for scheduling, I think we will likely have a meeting, as I understand it, on Tuesday. Will probably be the next meeting unless something comes our way.
What's the issue?
Poison control. Okay. All right. We're closed.
Thank you.